Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Authority today is an issue in science, in business, in government, even in religion. By whose authority do you do this, and what power backs up your authority? At no point is this issue more pronounced than when it comes to the Bible. Is this book simply a collection of religious writings that need to be dusted off occasionally? You find it in the 220 section of a library grouped under the Dewey Decimal System. Or is the Bible different because of irrefutable evidence demanding its authority be recognized? Now, to pronounce the Bible authoritative simply because it says it is circular reasoning. I can say that I'm an elephant, but that doesn't give me a long enough trunk and tusks of ivory. So there has to be a demonstration of credibility which gives authority to the Bible outside of the Bible itself. I contend that five disciplines give it that ring of authority. 1. The collation of prophecies found in the Bible with secular history. 2. The verification of scientific statements with scientific facts. 3. The modern science of archaeology confirming names and geographic places mentioned in the Bible. 4. Manuscript evidence. And 5. The testimonies of people whose lives have been powerfully changed by this book. Let's start with a definition. Archaeology is the scientific study of the remains of past civilizations. Although it is not a pure science as chemistry or astronomy, it is far more exacting and complex than taking a spade and digging up relics from the past. There's no second chance for the archaeologist. Modern archaeology has become an exacting discipline scientifically applied, which has given repeated confirmation that what the Bible says is true. Like what, you may be thinking? For a starter, let's take the book of Genesis. Until archaeologists unearthed the extensive finds at Mari in Syria, some contended that writing hadn't even been developed by the time of Moses. But the thousands of tablets at Mari demonstrated that names such as Abraham and Sarah and David were common 1,400 years before Christ. And not only could people write then, but there were actually libraries full of tablets containing highly developed linguistic skills. If the Bible was only a collection of myths and fables, it would be only a matter of time until archaeologists and scientists should prove the inaccuracies of geography and culture. But archaeologists have only confirmed the statements of Scripture. The person who denies the accurate history of the Bible, considering it only literature or myth, is neither a historian nor a literary critic. He or she a priori is prosecutor, jury, and hangman. Relating to archaeology is the study of manuscripts thousands of years old, which can be compared to the modern biblical texts of our day. What they reveal only adds credibility to the authority of Scripture. Today we have literally thousands of biblical manuscripts in a variety of languages. From these come a compelling testimony to the integrity of the book. They take us back for centuries in time. For almost 2,000 years, scrolls were buried at Masada in Israel, when the Romans destroyed that last fortress of first century Israel. Then they were unearthed following the establishment of the modern state of Israel in 1947. Moshe Perlman says of this, "The Psalms of David as recited in today's synagogues are the same as those uttered by the zealots in their synagogue, the same Hebrew words." Yes, friend, the Bible is authoritative. Be sure of it.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.